we invite you to close your eyes and continue the feeling of connection that we established just a while ago. We described a circle with all those who have been in the circle of 12. That feeling of togetherness, that warm sense that you receive from the connection, is a transmission of love that is always being broadcast to you from the energy of your soul, from your guides and angels, and from the Creator. And within that energy of love, let us welcome in the transmission of love and energy and messages coming to us specifically to help us in these times of shift and change. Dear Kryon, we are ready to hear your message.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Is being too sensitive a curse? Wow. What a question. Because many of you who are watching this right now fall into that category, sensitive. Why would this be? What is this truly about? It may seem like a curse, indeed. Because it falls on you every single time you hear about others in trouble. And the empaths among you are those who are too sensitive, or those who are asking that question. Is being too sensitive a curse? Those who would ask that question are the ones who lay awake at night thinking about others in trouble, or perhaps you've just seen some kind of newscast that brings it right to your visual cortex, and that's all you can get out of your mind. And being the empath or the sensitives that you are, it starts to weigh upon you. You go to that place and experience it with those who are in trouble. Or you're sensitive, perhaps, to the energies of the planet, and you're seeing what's going on there. You're sensitive to the energies of the country, and you see what's going on there. It looks like and feels like, and perhaps in some ways it is a curse, because this shift that we are in is starting to produce things that sensitives are looking at as the curse. We have told you many, many times, dear ones, that this particular shift that you are in brings out these things. That the earth has to go in a place and humans have to go to a place that's almost unacceptable before the tipping point happens, and then there are more of those starting to say this has to change and will discover that through a new method of compassionate action instead of an old method of wars and protests and anger. That is what is going on in this country very, very slowly. That's what's going on the planet slowly, with the wars that perhaps even as I channel this are still raging. No wonder the sensitives are seeing it as a curse. So first of all, know that your sensitivity is being not just tested, it's being laid upon you in ways that for some of you is unacceptable. That's why it seems like a curse, because everywhere you turn, there's something wrong or sad or horrible. And you cannot get away from that, dear ones. And I will tell you this, you cannot get away from it. You're going into a place and shutting the door only for so long. Even the solace of this program, the reason it was created, you can only do it for so long. And then you're right back in your society, in your culture, with all the awful stuff right in your face. I will tell you this. Any light worker listening to this right now, that's an old soul. If you feel that you are trying to understand more of the metaphysics of the time, the esoterics of the time, if you are one who is tuned in to find out what the channeler says because you're interested and believe in channeling, then I have news for you, a good news for you. Built into you are the answers of the supersensitivity. Now, I have told you this many times in many ways, but I just wish to review it. During this shift, old souls have arrived with a DNA aspect, you might say, that is so different than those who came before the shift. And we have told you that in this shift, in this 36-year period, there is a new energy awakening within you, especially the old soul, where this, I'll call, 24th set of chromosomes that you say you do not have because your science says you can't see it in the microscope, that 24th pair of chromosomes is starting to awaken. Yes, you have 24, not 23. The 24th is multidimensional. Many people say, oh, of course, we've always had it, but it's invisible, right, Cryon? And the answer is, that is correct. It seems like what many would call, you know, a cop-out. That means like, oh, you can say that now because it's invisible and you can't see it. But there are so many of you who can feel it. And someday when the instrument is there and they discover it, I want you to remember this conversation, please. You have 24 sets of chromosomes. Quantum biologists are probably more aware of this than regular biology, that there is something there that drives or instructs other things, and it almost has to be invisible. The word quantum alone, misused by metaphysics, but in science, demands invisibility. So here we are telling you yet again that as an old soul watching this, you have got tools that may not be obvious to you that are awakening right now. Some of them are awakening as you watch this. Does that tweak your interest? That maybe, just maybe, all along, you've had the tools to void this curse of sensitivity? You do. So then the question is, what are they? How to use them? How to get them? What can I do? All of that, dear ones, is why I'm here. Truly. I came in 36 years ago with a whole idea of helping old souls during the shift, because Spirit loves you and knows your name, has your back. So if you are willing and give allowance, listen to this. You have a direct, absolutely direct line to Spirit. Let's say this in other words. All of you have a direct communication to God. You do. And you were born with it, dear ones. And by the time perhaps you were old enough to understand the language and the societies you were in, you were talked out of it. Almost every belief system has someone else that you must worship to get to that creator, or another human to talk to, an interloper perhaps, a middle person perhaps. And you are not really allowed to go direct in those, all of those belief systems. And here we are telling you, you always have had this direct communication. It's because you come in with a piece of this creator inside you. Do you know that some of the belief systems actually have that in Scripture? They don't talk about it much because it would void out some of the doctrines that they have. Creator is inside. God is inside you. And so knowing that, there is a way that you can access this beautiful energy, this energy that will take you right to that multidimensional pair and let you work with it. And it comes with intent, it comes with allowance, and it comes with a high consciousness that you have instructing the innate of your body to make it happen. Did you get that? You have the ability to instruct the innate of your body. Innate, that's the thing that would create miracles, spontaneous remissions, all of that, that's innate. You have the ability to talk to innate. And when you talk to innate, you have the ability to instruct it, not to ask it questions of how it feels, but instruct it. Dear innate, my instructions for you today are very clear. I want you to enhance those pieces and parts of my DNA, which I came in with, which are invisible, to start to understand how to avoid this curse that is so 3D, this seeming curse of sensitivity, so three-dimensional, and bring it into a sacred area of compassionate action so I can continue without this. And so I can continue by sending light instead of being so sensitive that it shuts it all away. Dear ones, I am so tuned in to you. All of those of you who are sensitive, you know it shuts you down. That's why you've asked if it's a curse. It does. It shuts you down. You can't help it, because an empath is one who puts themselves in the place of those who are suffering. You have the ability to turn this around. Take that incredible energy of empathy you have, of caring, of sensitivity. You take all of that and you reframe it and you wrap it up into compassionate action where you're sending light to those people instead of suffering with them. Dear Spirit, allow me to do that. This is you talking to your innate for your sensitivity to reframe it into something that is beautiful, actionable, and works. That may be why you're here listening to this, dear ones. So what is that again, Kryon? How can I turn this around? Take the wheel, please. And that is a metaphor of you driving your own life. Dear Spirit, get me out of this rut of being too sensitive for my own good, because it doesn't help the planet for me to sit here and suffer with everyone. And instead, help me to reframe all of that energy into a compassionate action that I can smile when I send light to these suffering people and say, there will be a day when you will smile, when there will be joy. There will be a day when this too will pass. There will be a day when there are things happening that nobody knows will, that will solve some problems. And I'm there already. That's the compassionate action. That's what a light worker does. That's what an old soul can do. Let's let the time of suffering be over for the planet, for you as a sensitive, and turn it around to compassionate action. That is why you're here. It's doable. It's actionable. And you don't need anyone to help you. You just give permission, allowance, take the wheel, and proceed. I'm crying in love with all of you. And so it is.